You could turn in your Bible. I have a few places we're going to go today, but you could turn your Bible to Psalm 133. And as you're turning there, I'll pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you, God, for grace in this house. Thank you for beauty for ashes. Lord, thank you, God, that you take our mourning and you turn it into joy. You take our hard and difficult seasons, God, and you just bring something so beautiful, something so wonderful, God, out of the difficult seasons of our life. And Jesus, I thank you for this time of pressing. God, you're pressing us, and the oil is coming out. God, new juice, new wine is coming out of us, Father. And I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing. God, that in the midst of chaos, in the midst of uncertainty, you're doing something beautiful. And we just give you the glory and the praise. Father, I pray for your grace and anointing on the message today. I pray you'd speak to our hearts. I pray, God, just help our hearts to come alive with your purpose and with your vision. And we just love you. We worship you. We give you the glory and the honor and praise. And everybody who agreed with me said, amen. So I've been thinking about a few things, as probably a lot of us have over the last 10 months. And, you know, watching so much disunity in our country, and not just even in our country, but watching disunity in the church. And so many Christians being just cursing each other and yelling at each other and divided with so many things doctrinally, divided so many things with politically, divided with so many things in our economy and all this stuff. And I'm like, Lord, what is the answer? And how do we begin to navigate this and get back to peace and get back to life and get back to unity? Because really, in the foundation of who we are as Americans, united, we are the division. Offended, bitter, right? Because this is the time to begin to advance the gospel and not allow anything to hold us back, not allow anything to trip us up anymore. There, we have to come back to the main thing. So somebody say hallelujah. If running down the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments, it is like the dew descending of Zion. For there life forevermore. Somebody say life forevermore. I don't know about you, but I want life forevermore. I just... Not just like, you will be blessed. No, there is commanded blessing. This is really... As he was received from the people as king over all. Before this, there was so much. Come on, somebody. Amen. When they dwell... As we begin to dwell together in unity, something will begin to shift in the land. Hallelujah. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron. That's a good message. And you know, you could read over that so many times and just be like, well, that's cool. I don't really know what it's talking about, but that's pretty cool. Sounds neat. Beard. So. And they brought them up and they left. It was very symbolic. And so he's like, this reminds me of the scripture of that time that we've heard about, that we've learned about, where they were anointed with oil. We know about oil when people get anointed with oil. Homes, and they would anoint their head. They've been on a long journey. They would anoint their heads with oil. It would smell good. They would come, and as they go, it's this beautiful smelling aroma. And so he's saying, this is refreshing. It smells good. Come on. When we that goes forward, and then it begins to go. People begin to say, man, it's a pandemic, but you guys are different. You guys smell good. You guys smell really good. I remember you were at you were on that trip with us. Justin was there. He was on a different team. And we were just having a good old time and seeing miracles and salvation. And at the end, the pastor comes up and his whole team, and they said, hey, we want to anoint you. And I'm like, okay, awesome. And so we line up all of our team, and there's a few, I don't know, there must have been about 30 of us lined up in the front. And they said, we're going to anoint you. We're going to lay hands on you. I'm like, this is great. Praise God. And so they start praying for us. And he said, just wait. Ram's horn. This is a shofar, but they and they have a little stopper out of their finger, and so I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't see anything. And I'm like, what?
and the anointing.
We need to quit. Come on. Hallelujah. You can grow. Come on. Such a contrast. Experience that they walked through. Such a contrast. And such a contrast for us. We need this. So thank you, David, for these illustrations, for these pictures. But I love this because it's simple. You're going to experience refreshing. You're going to experience anointing. You're going to experience. Jesus, I mean, but awful things. You read the script. To people groups, but they persevered. And they just. Turn in the book to. Not a book in the Bible. And the That's just so good. We need you. The vibe. Even in the church. And it is time we begin to come in the opposite spirit. It is time we begin to rise up in the power of the Lord, in the power of Jesus, in a different spirit. And you're like, well, how do we do this? How? Amen. So let me read you a couple verses. First one would be in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is Paul speaking. Apostle Paul. How many love Paul? He says, I plead with you, my brother. But that you be in this and in the same judgment. Isn't that good? Yeah. That's all. Being unified. Same voice, one heart, one mind, one message. Jesus. Come on, I need to wake up, church. I'm preaching. So how do we unify? I think here's the two scriptures I want to throw at you. The first one would be in Ephesians chapter 6, and it is chapter 6, verse 12. It says, we do not wrestle against blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual. And so
for what?
I think this is... So, talking online and in... Come on. Hallelujah. The your ex-girlfriend's not your enemy. Your ex-husband. Your... And we have to do work on that individual. Amen. Hallelujah. Say what? He is. Come on. Amen. And we, the Bible. Come on, you, when you get, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I love the sound. And God just... Because of... Say one, one mission. If I can have the team come up, we're gonna. It's already almost 12 o'clock, but we're gonna take communion in just a moment, and the team can get ready, and have a couple more scriptures. Are you guys good? Are you tracking? Unity. Look at all this unity. Amen. Hallelujah. It says in verse 5, now maybe that's a good message right there. It's pretty challenging and convicting. Now may the God anger, may the God glory of God. Amen. So we're in a war. But right now, you see, you go, and everything you see, it's like, so I think and there's how much he believed. I keep but he's given. And the way and see, as it says in Psalm 139, see if there's any wicked way in me. And so this is a wonderful time to allow
demons. I'm going to ask.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your body. Jesus, we thank you that you went to the cross for us. And no matter what, I thank you, God, that you took it all on the cross. You took our shame. You took our guilt. You took our sin. Our pain, our sickness. You took it on the cross and your body was beaten and bruised. And tortured. Because you had us in mind. You loved us so much that you gave your only son, Father. And so Lord, right now we just align our hearts back with you. We just align our hearts, God. You're a good God. We repent for anything that we did and said in our yesterdays. We repent, Lord. We ask you to create in us a clean heart today, Jesus. Create in me a clean heart and renew the joy of my salvation. Renew the joy of God. Renew. River. Cut off. It's the beginning of something beautiful. So Lord, we just do. We remember your broken body. God, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. And I thank you, Jesus. This is it. Your body. Your blood. This is the message that we... That your blood... could take you to times being in Mongolia, in Tibet, in China, Africa, different nations, and just being in with us. Come on, it's the same message. It's the same message. The same message 2,000 years ago that we need in our world today. And so God, we just remember the blood and we thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, we want to unify with your heart today. We want to unify with what you're doing today, God. We want to say what you're saying, God. We want to go where you're going. We want to do what you're doing, Jesus. God, unify our hearts with you right now, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I just feel this refreshing presence of Jesus just kind of sweeping and flowing through the room. If you have just any stuff that's just been bothering you, weighing your mind and weighing on your heart, I just encourage you, just put your hands in front of you. Just the refreshing presence of Jesus is in this room right now. I feel like you're going to get refreshed. Come on, refreshing. Just receive it right now. Refreshing for your heart. Cast all. for you. I feel anxiety leaving this room right now. It's a spirit. Hallelujah. I want you to lay hands on your neighbor's shoulder or somebody close. And I just want and bless. Pray heaven.